Exclusive: Pragaru strikes back after Big Tech and SPLC attempt to destroy them. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 2, 2026. Pragaru has been hit again by Big Tech, and we are about to expose who is behind this egregious and unfair deplatforming, according to Pragaru. Pragaru is striking back after Big Tech and the far-left Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, attempted to destroy them. The conservative organization was deplatformed by Contentful, the content management system, CMS, company that powered its website, which claimed the organization didn't meet its criteria for renewal, Pragaru explained in an email obtained by Breitbart News. The organization added that Contentful, a $3 billion big tech company, affected our entire website when it deplatformed Pragaru, and that rebuilding on a new platform has taken months. We've already spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and pulled our tech team away from developing new features, just to stay online, the organization said. Pragaru explained that, after 7 years of doing business with one another, Contentful's excuse was that the company was advised to stop working with us because of our values. The organization went on to say that they suspect the real reason is due to Pragaru appearing on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. It's a political blacklist created by a far-left organization now under federal indictment, accused of secretly funneling donor money to the very hate groups it claimed to be fighting, Pragaru said in its email. A billion-dollar tech company looked at a political organization's hit list, and then chose to stop doing business with us, the organization added. Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit told Breitbart News, "What the Department of Justice alleges seems to confirm everything many already knew about the Southern Poverty Law Center. The alleged fraud reveals the center as what it really is, a leftist political outfit and an actual hate group, masquerading as a civil rights group," Streit added. "Anyone paying any attention knows its hate map is just a list of ideas the center wants to destroy." Related, Pragaru CEO, "Politicians will be held accountable for failing to protect innocence of children." Notably, the Department of Justice, DOJ, announced last month that it was charging the SPLC with 11 counts of wire fraud, false statements to a federally insured bank, and conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering. The news came as the Southern Poverty Law Center was accused of paying a member of a white nationalist group over $1 million to be an informant, even after the nonprofit said the group had become almost irrelevant. Recently, the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing investigating the Southern Poverty Law Center, with Representative Jim Jordan, RO, declaring the SPLC paid individuals to gin up the very hate they told their supporters that they were fighting. The congressman added that the SPLC paid $270,000 to the guy who helped put together the event where a young lady was killed, referring to the far-left group paying one man to coordinate transportation and attend the 2017 rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Last week, 1792 Exchange CEO Doug Napier told Breitbart News Daily that companies must stop using the SPLC's hate list as a filter. "The SPLC has dressed itself as a firefighter but has been spraying gasoline on the house it lit up," he said in an email to Breitbart. Napier went a step further in his radio appearance and urged corporations to remove the Southern Poverty Law Center from their charitable giving programs. "It's time for corporate America to cut ties with the SPLC," he said, noting that the Federal Bureau of Investigation cut all ties with the SPLC last year. The 1792 Exchange is the leading supplier of actionable data on corporate bias, according to Napier, saying the group works to get companies back to neutral, back to business, and focused on shareholder value, customer service, and treating their employees well. "The SPLC's tactics have put people in danger, damaged reputations, hurt businesses, and divided communities," Pragaru said in its email, adding, "They target people like you, Americans who love this country, believe in free speech, and want the truth taught to the next generation." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.